Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I just moved to your country. Thank you for having me. There's that warm American welcome to the foreigner. We love that. Look at that. I do feel like I came at the end. I spent my whole life being like, I'm going to go to America. And then I got here and I was like, oh, I missed it. It kind of feels like I got to a house party at 3 a.m. and everyone was like, dude, this place is going off. And then I got here and there was like police and it was on fire and people are punching each other in the hand. Some guy comes out, he's like, you should have been here in the 90s, man. We're all going to Dubai. It's fucking done. But I'm here. This is me. I love it. I love America. I'm excited to be here, but I'm from a small country called Australia. It's very chill. So this country freaks me the fuck out. I'm always... I got an Amber Alert the other day and I shit my pants. It's normal to you to get an Amber Alert. We don't have that in Australia. We have a tranquility. So you can understand how terrified I was. I'm at Venice Beach trying to have avocado toast for $28. And then my phone is like, Amber Alert, kidnapping in progress, 8-year-old girl stolen. I'm like, what am I, fucking Batman? What am I? I just got here. What's my obligation? I'm trying to look at a view. Now I'm searching for a Toyota Tacoma all of a sudden. This guy's got a gun. I got a butter knife. Not a fair fight. I understand you guys are defunding the police. Good move. Now it's us, apparently. And the budget cuts. For nothing. Zero pay. Don't you reckon the Amber Alert app, it should be like Uber, where they're like, 8-year-old girl stolen, $2,000. Except... rent's due, let's fucking do it. Scary. I'm learning stuff about your country. I'm trying to fit in, learn a couple things after being here for like a year, and that is mostly that you have more chance in this country as a homeless dog than a homeless person. Learned that. Yeah, you guys love dogs. You don't give a fuck about people. That's America. Right there. All your empathy goes to the canine. The human, you don't give a shit. I got a lot of American families' houses, and they've always got a rescue dog. I've never gone to an American family's house. And I'm like, who's that? And they're like, oh, that's Steve. He's a rescue. Yeah, yeah. We were on a road trip, and the kids saw him under a bridge. And they thought he looked ever so cute. And we brought him home, gave him a wash and a shave. And he's brought a lot of love and light to the house, actually. He's a... Just don't sneak up on him from behind. He's a biter. He will bite you. But he's got no teeth. He's just playing. So he says hello. It is nuts. It's confronting the American homelessness that we have here. You just have to get numb to it a little bit when you see it, you know? I got a friend from Africa, from Soweto, Johannesburg, and he said this about America. He goes, why do the people in America adopt dogs? Why do they adopt a dog? They will not adopt a child, but they will adopt a dog. Which is odd because he is white. I don't know why he talks like that, but... I invented him, so he talks how I say. My fictional friend raises an interesting point, and that is, why do we do adopt dogs, but not many people are adopting kids anymore. That's a big thing. We all would adopt the dog, but yeah, it's expensive, that's right. And also, I think there's a little bit... You'll help me out here, mate. What happens to the dog in the shelter if it doesn't get adopted? What do they do to the dog?
They offer.
They offer, yeah. A lot of people say put it to sleep, but we've got a freak down the front here. straight in.
They kill it. I volunteer.
Yeah, they kill the dog. And we all know that about shelters, right? And that inspires us to get the dog. So what I'm saying is this. If we want more kids to find a home, we got to up the stakes a little bit. Because right now, all of us think, oh, they're fine at the orphanage. Not anymore. I want a TV commercial every night where a nun brings a little boy on a screen and a countdown clock starts. She's like, this is Timmy. He likes football and Jenga. Then she puts a Glock to his head. She's like, 4 hours and 16 minutes. You thought you were watching Fallon tonight, but you just adopted a kid. That's what I'm doing. I'm adopting. Yeah, I want to be a family man, but I found out a couple months ago that I'm infertile at 32. Which, that's grim, isn't it? 32. I took a test. This is what the test was. I came on my girlfriend's face. It's true. And the cum hit her in the eye, because that's where I was aiming. Come on, bro. And and when the jizz hit her in the eye, my girlfriend shocked me by going, oh, my God, babe, I think you're infertile. I was like, what? She goes, I think you're infertile because your cum doesn't sting. And if your cum doesn't sting, that means the sperm is dead because the stinging is from the burrowing into the eye. And I was like, how much research have you put into this? All I could think was, how many gallons of semen have washed across this whore's retina that she can blink and determine fertility? That's a lot. You look really displeased with what I'm saying. You think I'm a real pig. I didn't, by the way, just so you feel, I didn't, like, squirt it in there, like. I came in my hand and mushed it in because it was science, and I needed to know, so. I can't shoot in, I'm not a shooter. I'm saying too much now. Listen, I'm more of an oozer, and that's just me. And it's not sexy. No girl wants you to be like, oh, I'm going to fucking weep on you. Here we go. Yeah, that's not the point. Let's cut that. Everything is scary. The sex here is very, there's no intimacy in American sex anymore. I think we've all been destroyed by porn. A little bit. Do you feel that? Look, do you remember what you used to be able to come to? I used to, just a tit was enough. I would see a nipple and ejaculate. Wasn't even a woman, it was a fat guy in activewear. I didn't. And we've been washed with way too much porn, and now I hate myself all the time with what gets me off. You ever come and then you sit at the end of your bed and you just close the laptop lid and you're like, I guess the FBI will be here in 15 minutes. This is not who I want to be. I'm going to need help enforced on me in some way. It's bad. I quit porn for about 6 months, and then I did return. And you know what I noticed when you return to porn with fresh eyes is the advertising is very low quality. No major brands are associating on Pornhub.com, which is interesting to me because we're meant to be a sex-positive society, but they won't advertise there. Like, there's no Best Buy ad before an orgy. But why not? If I worked in marketing, I would exclusively advertise my products on Pornhub. It's a big audience, paying attention in a good mood. You get to associate your brand with orgasm. That's as good of marketing as you'll ever have. You just have to link the product to the video, right? Like, oh, you think she sucks? Dyson. You know? You seem to be watching a lot of stepbrother, stepsister porn. Ancestry.com. We'll find you someone distant enough it's legal to fuck them. That's our problem. Yeah, we're dark in the sex. The sexual energy is too much. I don't like hookup culture. I'll tell you the moment that I was done and I'll leave you. I brought a girl home and she immediately got on my bed and she looked back at me and she goes, I want you to demean me. I want to be demeaned by you. And I was like, well, I'm about to have sex with you on sheets I haven't washed in 6 weeks. So... I'm not telling you how to feel, but demeaned would be right up there. But I wanted to please her, so I was like, what do you want? And she goes, I want a daddy to talk down to me and put me in my fucking place. I want a man to degrade and demean me with his words. That's my kink. And I was like, are you sure? Because I'm pretty good at this. Like, the dick is weak, but the insults are strong. She was like, yes, done. So I went for it. I wanted to please her. I just looked at her and I was like, well, Jess, You've always been a disappointment to your family. Let's start there. You are. Your mum and dad worked tirelessly hard to put you through that expensive school, and you rewarded them by never applying yourself or trying hard. You dropped out, you didn't get a job because you thought you're above hospitality and retail. You're nasty to your friends, you're a user, a taker. You're a non-playable character in The Matrix, really. Just a barely sentient mist. I mean, the only reason I'm even bringing you home tonight is that I've messaged 9 other women and they had too much self-respect to say yes to a piece of shit like me. So I'm going to fuck you for 2 to 3 minutes now. And when I come and the testosterone is drained from my brain and I have a clarity of thought for just a moment, I'm going to hate myself in a way you simply can't understand. I'll look at you in the bed and realise we have nothing in common and we've both used each other in some horrible meat exchange, and I'll feel so empty and alone, and I'll think, why is it that I'm with you when there's someone out there who I could truly connect with and be vulnerable and build something real and intimate with? And then I'll remember that I haven't done the work on myself to truly actually give myself to a person because I'm a narcissistic coward. So until then, I guess you'll fucking do. So she's crying, right? Like, I thought you were just going to say that I'm a slut. And I was like, and you're that too. Anyway, I'm Amos Gill. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Good luck, America. Bye-bye. Thank you.